Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. It's a fine day.
And it's Friday.
I didn't say it was Friday, I just said it was a fine day.
And I know, and I'm saying that it's
Friday. Oh, it
Friday.
Is Friday, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Tuesday.
No.
Friday.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Day after Thursday.
Yes.
Day before Saturday.
Right.
2 days after Wednesday, 2 days before Sunday.
Okay, that's enough.
Well, we were getting into a bunch of ridiculous detail. I thought I'd make it real, real ridiculous.
I was just pointing out that it's Friday.
Okay.
Casey just woke up, sat first 15 minutes, and you're confused.
And since every other morning show in town will say it, we'll say it too. Mm-hmm. Happy Friday!
Woohoo! Just play the Friday song.
Oh, I could. Man, it's been a while since I've done that.
It has been a while.
Been a long while.
I like the Friday song.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
I know, it's weird.
I don't even know if I have it anymore in my buttons.
It used to be in the top part.
Oh, yep. Yeah, it's still there.
It's Friday, Friday.
There, I played it.
Yay.
Sorry about that.
Apologize for being a cliche. So, let's see. What's going on this weekend? There's not really much for movies coming out. There's, let's see. There's only one thing I can really think of that's happening this
weekend.
Me too.
On Saturday night at 7 p.m.
The one thing I care about at all. yeah, the Vikings are going over there to Green Bay, you know. And they're an 8-point underdog, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, they're on the road, you know.
Mm.
I mean, they were an underdog at home last week, but, you know,
okay,
it was in the dome.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the funny thing is, every year, for as long as that song has been around, I got to find it here, but it has, you know, the beginning of the year prediction has not been too far off.
Okay.
Will the Vikings suck this year? Well,
your prediction? Is that what you're talking
usually,
about?
Usually, if they were going to be good, you knew they were going to be good.
Right.
And when they were going to suck, they were going to suck.
Right.
I guess the exception being Favre's second year, you figured they'd be just as good as they were the year before, and they were not.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Even close. This year, they were supposed to suck.
They started out great, too, and then they kind of went...
They barely beat the worst team in the league week one. That was like the one game everybody was like, this might be the only game they win this year. I remember that at the beginning of the year. Jacksonville could be the only game they win all year. So this is a big one. And they barely beat the worst team in the league week one. And then I think they lost the second game. And then they went on a roll. They were like 5-1 or 6-1, something like that.
Yeah, they were, like I said, they're doing really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they lost like 4 in a row or something like that. And then they won 4 in a row to end the season. So
they've kind of been a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. It's like riding the Wild Thing at Valley Fair.
Right?
But they are playing the Packers Saturday night. This is good for two reasons.
Okay.
One reason is that we will get to see them in prime time for the first time this year. Oh, wait, they did play a Thursday night game.
Yeah, they had a Thursday
night
game.
On NFL Network.
Yeah.
Which is like the, it's kind of like the last kid picked when you're picking teams is the Thursday night game. It's okay. Usually a horrible game.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there wasn't a good Thursday night game all year. And the Vikings, that was their only, they didn't get a Monday night game. They didn't get a Sunday night game because it's all based on the year before.
Oh.
The scheduling.
Gotcha.
So they didn't even get picked up because the Redskins Cowboys was a better game last week. So that was the Sunday night game. Otherwise, they probably would have got, NBC can say, hey, we want that game.
Oh.
And then they'll be the Sunday night game. But
gotcha.
They already had a good one.
Yeah.
And they didn't get any. So this, finally, there will be a Sunday night.
Saturday night.
Well, it's technically Saturday night, but it's the Sunday night football crew.
Right.
Al Michaels and all that.
Those peeps.
Yeah. Mm. That means we get a Faith Hill song.
Oh, we get a Faith Hill song?
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is cheesy and stupid.
Well, I know. They usually are cheesy and stupid.
You can watch her lip sync Vikings lyrics while wearing the shortest skirt ever made.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a video of that?
Oh yeah, just watch the Sunday Night Football open, and you'll see the skirt that is barely covering the goods down low.
Well, Faith Hill still got it. It's all right.
She does.
She can wear the.
What
short
is she?
Skirt.
Is it like 50?
I don't think she's 50, but she's probably
in her
late 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, she. Whoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Thing I love most about Faith Hill was her reaction when Taylor Swift won a country music award or whatever it was. Remember that a few years ago?
Oh, yeah. She had
like, what? And yeah. She's on camera. There's like the four nominees
well,
for
she
it.
She was nominated, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was nominated for the same award.
Yeah. And she was very surprised.
She was just like, what?
It seems that those people need to learn how to control their emotions when an award is announced.
Especially when a camera's in your face.
Right. You know there's going to be a camera in your face.
It's not like she was on the sideline of a football game and they got a shot of her from, 100 yards away.
Right.
No, there's a camera in the aisle right in her face.
Right there. Up your nose. Yeah.
Yeah. Might want to be a little more diplomatic and cordial when someone else wins the award you were nominated for.
Yeah.
Although, if I was ever nominated for an award that was being broadcast on television, I probably would do the same thing.
You would?
Yeah.
You have the same reaction?
I'd probably be like, are you kidding me? And maybe it wasn't that she lost. Maybe it was that Taylor Swift won.
Maybe.
Could have been. Because it was early in Taylor's career.
Well, I mean, it's got to be disappointing.
It
you know, if you're
be,
up for an award and then you don't win it.
Yeah.
I can imagine that would suck.
So we now live in a world where eating and driving could get you a ticket. Huron, their ban went into effect yesterday.
Has anybody got a ticket yet?
I don't know. We have Huron's like right on the fringe of our coverage area. So every now and then we get a Huron phone call, but not real often. But they're getting basically, it made national news because of the eating part. And basically, the way I saw it described on the news last night was if they actually saw you while driving.
So even if you eat a French fry?
Like if you had your hand on a burger.
Right.
And yeah.
I get eating the burger because some burgers are difficult to eat.
Yeah,
anyway.
But French fries, potato chips.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like if you're eating a Dorito or you're putting a French fry in your mouth. Really?
Yeah.
And that's not going to distract your driving.
And I really don't think they will never make this a nationwide law. I don't think the state will even make it a statewide law.
I doubt it.
Because it's really only an issue in town.
Right.
You know, where there's more traffic to deal with.
That they would have that many accidents in Huron that would require a no eating ban.
I mean, how many times have you been to Huron?
A couple.
It's a bigger town than you think it is.
Well, I know, but I've been there a couple times for the state fair and stuff.
Yeah, I've never been.
You never been to the state fair?
Wasn't a farm kid. I had no reason to go.
Oh. Well, I went just to go to the state fair.
Yeah, I never went to the state fair.
Really?
Well, there's a fair in Sioux Falls. Why would I go all the way to Huron?
That's true. Because it is the state fair. That's why.
I never went.
Oh, okay.
Not knocking. I'm just saying, never went. But so, yeah. So if you're going to Huron for any reason whatsoever, then, well...
Don't eat.
Don't eat in the car. I know this makes all the drive-thrus in Huron kind of sketchy now.
That would tick me off if I had a drive-thru.
They're not exactly black market, but they're kind of gray market places to buy food.
Well, you can go through the drive-thru and get your food.
You just can't eat it.
Yeah. So...
Which kind of eliminates the entire purpose.
Because then it gets cold.
But that's okay, because... The drive-thru is the slowest place to get your food anyway. You'll get it faster if you just go inside.
It can be, if there's people in front of you.
Yeah. I made the mistake of going to a drive-thru not too long ago, and it was not at lunch hour. It was like 2:00 in the afternoon.
So that's usually okay.
Usually it's, that's a downtime at pretty much every restaurant.
Right.
Unless it's like a Saturday before Christmas in Sioux Falls. Then there is no downtime.
Right.
And then...
That's true.
But I made the mistake. There were a few cars in the parking lot, like of people that had gone inside. And I was like, I'm listening to a podcast on my phone. I'll just sit in my truck. Well, 15 minutes later, there were 6 cars ahead of me. I probably would have already been done eating by the time I got my food.
Yeah.
If I would have just gone inside.
Right.
So...
That sucks.
Yeah, anyway, we have got news coming up in just a few. The city of Sioux Falls has an app for that.
Okay.
Of course, it's just for the iPhones.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Take a poll of smartphone users in Sioux Falls, and how many more Androids are there than iPhones?
There's got to be more droids.
Well,
they've been around a little bit longer.
iPhones have only been around for, like, what, a year and a half, 2 years?
Not very long.
Androids
yeah.
have been around since they came out.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, got that on the way. Plus, why is today the greatest day I've ever known? That is on the way, too. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Up to 28 today. It is 14 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Here's a list of your Facebook friends that want to know you're going to sleep. And that's the list of Facebook friends that want to know you're going to sleep.
The Hot Morning Show.
Hot 104.7.
Today is February 4th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because...
Like strawberry wine. Dina Carter.
Yeah, she's 47 today.
47?
Dot Jones is 49 today.
Who?
You know who Dot Jones is, Mel?
Dot Jones.
Yeah. She's on Glee.
She is? Who's she play?
I don't know. She's 49.
Oh.
I don't watch Glee. Dave Foley is 50 today. Dave Foley was on News Radio. He was like the main character in News Radio.
Oh.
He was also, he was in something for a while and I can't remember what it was. Michael Stipe of REM is 53. Diane Cannon, mostly famous for being in the front row at Laker games, is 76. And Hall of Fame coach Don Shula, coached mostly the Dolphins and also the Colts in the NFL, is 83. Also not the greatest day I've ever known, because on this day in 1896, Utah was admitted as the 47th state in the Union. Okay?
Okay.
Ever been there?
Utah, no.
Neither have I.
Don't really plan
really
on going there.
Comes up to go to Utah.
I mean, what would be the point to go to Utah?
To go see the Jazz?
Okay.
Where, it's funny, they have a basketball team named the Jazz that moved there from New Orleans, yet I don't think they allow music in Utah, do they?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. 1904, the Supreme Court, Gonzalez versus Williams, ruled that Puerto Ricans were not aliens and could enter the United States freely. However, the court stopped short of declaring them U.S. citizens. I think that's different now. I don't know if they're citizens. I saw there was a push for them to maybe become the 51st state.
Oh.
Maybe. 1943, Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin appeared on the cover of Time magazine as 1942's Man of the Year.
Ooh.
That was during World War II. They were our allies then.
Mm.
1974, President Richard Nixon refused to hand over tape recordings and documents subpoenaed by the Senate Watergate Committee. He ended up resigning over the deal. 1987, a horrible Amtrak crash in Washington, D.C., or bound from Washington, D.C. to Boston, collided with... some other locomotives, and it wasn't good. 16 people were killed. But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because it is the 46th birthday of a music legend, an icon, without whom humming would have never been the hook of a song.
Uh-oh. I know which one.
Yeah. 1993.
Really? Was that
my
long
junior
ago?
Year in high school? Yeah.
This kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when
I can sing that low.
He came back.
His hat. I don't know the words.
To bright white.
How do you not know the words of
the
song?
I can't remember them.
Said that it was from when the cousin crashed so hard.
Hum before you're supposed to.
It's humming.
I shut both of our mics off because it was horrible.
Once there was this girl who wouldn't know a change with the girl.
So you don't know the words either.
Not the second verse.
And they finally made her. They saw.
That song is going to be stuck in everybody's head today.
You're welcome. Remember how huge that song was, though, back then?
It was crazy.
You could not get away from it. Crash Test Dummy singer Benjamin Darville. I don't know if he's the singer or the guitar player or what he does. It just says he's a musician in there. Anyway, he's 46 today, and that's why today, January 4th, is... Dirt!
American Idol has been snubbed. I have the story coming up in the dirt.
It's 628, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 641. We're going to top out at 28 today, 14 right now. A federal appeals court in New York says a man can go ahead with his lawsuit against police in New York State.
Okay.
John Swartz and his wife claimed they were arrested for giving the finger to a police officer. He later filed suit over what he calls malicious prosecution. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals restored the claim by the couple over the May 2006 encounter with police as they drove through a village 50 miles west of Albany. So they're kind of out in the boonies in New York State.
Okay.
A lower court judge threw out the claim after police claimed they stopped the car because they took Swartz's gesture was a sign there was some kind of domestic abuse in the car.
Really?
You don't usually stick the finger out the car, though, when you're off someone in the car.
How would that be a domestic abuse situation?
I don't know. I mean, I give you the finger all the time. It doesn't mean I'm going to hit you.
Mm-mm.
You give me the finger all the time.
No.
Doesn't mean you're going to hit me.
No.
Nope.
I want to sometimes.
The appeals court says the police claim is unreasonable because there is nearly universal recognition that the middle finger salute is an insult, not a sign of violence.
Right. So it's not illegal to flip off a cop.
No, it's a freedom of speech thing.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I mean, you can call an officer stupid, but you can't say, I'm going to kick your butt.
That'd be a dummy. That'd be a threat.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, flipping them off wouldn't be a threat.
That doesn't mean you should deserve to get off of your speeding ticket if you start the name calling. You know?
No.
I mean, you can either kill with kindness when dealing with an officer, or you can, or just shut your mouth.
I would just kill with kindness.
And only speak when spoken to.
A smile.
Yeah.
Maybe tears.
When I got into a fender bender a few years ago.
Yeah.
And the officer that came to the scene of the accident was, he was from out east, and he was the kind of guy, very polite.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was sir and, you know.
Yeah.
Incredibly polite, but then at the end, he kind of gave me a little butt chewing because it was snowy and I skidded and fender bender.
Yeah.
And it was totally my fault and I wasn't arguing that. I was the reason for the accident.
Right.
And he scared me.
He scared you?
I mean, there aren't a lot of situations where I feel intimidated and I was really intimidated by this guy.
Wow.
Incredibly intimidated. I would never give this guy the finger, ever.
Wow.
Even if he was, you know, a Packer fan sitting in on my couch during the game tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I still wouldn't flip him off. He just
scared you.
He was just a little frightening to me. That's all. And he was from out east.
Was he bigger than you?
He was a big dude.
Hmm.
I don't know if
he was nice.
Yeah, he was very nice.
So how did he intimidate you?
You know how, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Huh.
He was intimidating, though. Very intimidating. He looked like he could whoop my butt without question.
Gotcha.
And he didn't need a gun. That's all there was to
or
it.
Or a taser.
Just because I'm a big guy doesn't mean I'm good at fighting.
Right.
Or, you know, resisting or running away.
It's true.
So, and he just, he had the look of a guy who could take care of me if he needed to. That's all. I just saw this. An incredibly cool story from the Rapid City Journal.
Okay.
Was just published on their website 40 minutes ago. There was a woman who lost her class ring in the 1972 Rapid City flood. Massive flood. Killed hundreds of people.
Oh, that was a long time ago. Okay.
Yeah. Her 1968 class ring, lost it in the flood. Now she's got it back.
No way.
Yeah.
Somebody found it?
I just saw it before we came on the air, so I haven't read the whole story. I'm still trying to figure out how it came back, but
That's crazy.
Yeah. A guy by the name of Neil Ramlo found the ring in 1972 while he was working for a mobile home salvage company after the flood.
Okay.
At the time, he wanted to give the ring back to its owner, but couldn't find a way to do that. 40 years later, he still had the ring, and a friend recommended he get in touch with the editor of South Dakota Magazine. They were doing a story on the, because last year was the 40th anniversary.
Okay.
So he did. The editor there directed him to a Rapid City librarian, and then from there, the ball got rolling, finally got in touch with her, and he mailed her the ring.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very, very neat. I'm trying to see if I can find where that guy lives, but...
I wonder about what condition that ring was in after all that, too.
Well, it probably wasn't that bad. It's a ring. It's not like it's going to absorb water.
No, I know, but it depends, like, where it was found, if it got, you know, like, all dented and stuff, if it was gold or silver.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you're ever out in the Black Hills and you go to Rapid City and you go to, like, the Bacon Park area, like, between the gap of the two big hills,
mm-hmm.
and you go to the west side, and then you go along the... Well, even before that, as you go along where the Rapid Creek goes through town, you can see where there used to be houses.
Oh.
It's all like Greenway Park area.
Wow. And that was from the flood?
And, well, they never let anyone rebuild there.
Oh.
They zoned it like not for
not
housing because there were houses and trailer parks and stuff in there and they were all washed away.
Jeez.
It was in the floodplain, basically.
Yeah.
So. But it's kind of eerie when you look at those areas. You know, now there's this giant... It's about the size of two or three city blocks. Just this giant open field right in the middle of the town.
Weird.
Because it sits too low. And it's basically a collection pool for water if there's ever another flood.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. But it's kind of eerie when you see those areas out in Rapid.
Yeah.
It's also eerie when you drive anywhere in North Rapid, where I used to live.
For other reasons.
For very different reasons. Some of which have to do with large people wearing spandex. But anyway. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:54. We're going to top out at 28 today. You know, I don't know how many times these stories have come up, but someone does some sort of crime, then they talk about it on social media. It has happened again in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, stupid.
Authorities in Oregon say Jacob Cox Brown was arrested after he fessed up online to a booze-fueled hit-and-run on New Year's Eve. His Facebook entry read, quote, "Driving drunk, classic, winky smiley face. But to whoever's vehicle I hit, I'm sorry. Tongue out, you know, colon P.
Yeah.
Darned if two of his law-abiding friends didn't decide to alert the police. When police arrived at Cox Brown's home... They didn't check his computer, but did find a vehicle that matched damage done to the two vehicles that were hit. Police also connected pieces from the crash scene to the vehicle registered to him.
Oh.
He tried to deny his involvement until he heard the sobering evidence against him. The driver in this case caught one break. He wasn't charged with drunken driving because the interview came hours after the incident, and the Facebook post is not enough evidence to prove he was drunk.
Wow.
Even though he said he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little vague, I guess, if you were going to look at it like a lawyer.
Right.
Driving drunk classic, but to whoever vehicle I hit, well, he could claim, well, I thought they were drunk.
Right.
You know, there's no way of proving it, so. Anyway, so yeah, he got busted. If you do something wrong and you're trying to get away with it, don't post it on social media.
No.
Because even though you don't have a conscience... Some of your friends might.
Right. And especially don't post pictures.
Especially on Facebook, where at least half of your friends aren't even real friends. Actually, probably 90% of them aren't real friends. They're just kind of people you know. And
or acquaintances.
There's not many people on my Facebook that would escape me turning them in.
Right.
I'd turn most of them in. I don't care. I'd unfriend you from Facebook and wouldn't care anyway.
Thanks.
So... I didn't say you. I mean, it's almost like I'm not friends with you on Facebook. Cause,
I know, because you never see any of my updates.
Well, it only shows the important ones.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they decide which one is important, which one's not.
Maybe when they're just... Oh, when the system is inundated with posts, it doesn't know what to decide is important. It's like I got better things to do than decide if this plate of food is interesting or not.
I just just don't understand how they actually decide that, though.
They're called algorithms.
Okay.
Something to do with math, and I don't understand it.
Hmm. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Over my head.
We have got tickets to go either ski or snowboard at Great Bear today. Whatever you want to do, we will give those away here coming up. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.